A statue of former Philly Mayor Frank Rizzo will likely see the light of day in the city again. This morning, the city's Art Commission approved a plan to give the statue back to the committee that donated it. It was removed in 2020 under orders from then-Mayor Jim Kenney as protesters connected Rizzo's leadership with police brutality and inequality. Jody Della Barba chairs the Rizzo Statue Committee. She wouldn't disclose where the statue is going.
If everything's okay, we're going to have to get the statue fixed, because when they pulled it down, they damaged it near the foot, and that's got to be fixed. And then we have to have it moved to where the location is, and, you know, and hopefully everything will be okay. But the place we picked, I think, will be very safe.
A timetable for the refurbishment of the statue and reinstallation at a soon-to-be-disclosed location hasn't been divulged by the committee. The Philly region saw a steep decline in building permits for certain rental properties during the second quarter of the year. Danielle Hale is chief economist at Realtor.com. She says it's the first such drop since 2022.
We saw a decline in the Philadelphia region of 28%. And for context, we, in 2024, saw a pretty big increase from the first quarter to the second quarter. So that suggests a pretty different seasonal pattern than we saw in the prior year and in the prior couple of years, actually.
Permitting declined for apartment buildings offering studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom units. Hale says the drop could eventually raise rental prices in the region if there aren't enough units to meet demand. Monthly rents have been on the decline here over the last 15 months. Increasing clouds over Philadelphia at this hour. Right now, 87 degrees in the heart of Philly. Temperatures are starting to go down as we make our way towards the afternoon and the evening. Temperatures get to around the low 80s by 7 o'clock or so, around 11 and then into the midnight hour. Chance for some storms rolling through as well.